USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday issued a 12-page rebuttal to testimony and evidence presented by the January 6 made-for-TV show. The president accused Democrats of seeking to distract from a series of domestic issues facing the country. Quote, 17 months after the events of January 6, Democrats are unable to offer solutions. They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation. End quote. Trump's statement was released through his Save America PAC. The United States Air Force has determined that a crew of a C-17 military transport plane made the right decision to take off from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, last August, despite desperate civilians rushing the tarmac. After the plane landed at an airbase in Qatar, human remains were discovered in the wheel well of the aircraft. NASCAR racing is in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All the stock market gains under President Biden have now been wiped out. Your 401k has probably lost roughly 15% of its value since January. B of A leaders have said the U.S. economy is now in some form of a recession. Former senior advisor to MoveOn.org, Karine Jean-Pierre, is now the White House spokesperson for President Biden. Here's what they had to say about the disaster happening to the dollar.
As you know, we're watching closely. We face global challenges. We've talked about this. We're not the only country dealing with what we're seeing at the moment as it relates to inflation. You know, Putin's price hike, inflation coming out of a once in a generation global pandemic. All of those things play a factor. The American people are well positioned to face these challenges because of the economic historic gains that we have made under this president.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Primary elections taking place today in 4 states. Texas will have a special election for a vacant House seat in District 34. Congressional candidate from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, woke up early for Fox News Tuesday morning.
Well, we're a swing district. We march the beat of our own drum. And I ran when I won this seat back for Republicans in 2020 when my opponent lost it to a Democrat for the first time in 40 years. I promised to be an independent voice. And that really works down here in the Lowcountry. They want someone, a representative, who's going to be fiscally conservative, who's going to be honest and steady in their leadership, because our country is facing crisis after crisis created by Joe Biden. And it's such a huge honor to have Nikki Haley on our team. She's been out there campaigning with us for the last 48 hours. It's been really, really exciting. I'm the only candidate on the ballot that's gotten local endorsements from elected officials. And we're really looking forward to today. And polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 7 p.m. And we're just encouraging everyone to get out there and vote. Maybe bring a bottle of water because it's going to be so hot today.
Talk about your irony. A self-published romance novelist, 71-year-old Nancy Brophy, who once wrote an online essay called How to Murder Your Husband, was sentenced on Monday to life in prison for murdering her husband at his workplace in Portland, Oregon, 4 years ago. Ms. Brophy was convicted of second-degree murder on May 25th after a 7-week trial. Her sentence Monday included a possibility of parole after 25 years in custody. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.